بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Normally at this time in your life, many people would ask, what are you doing with your life? The reason, what they mean by this is, which path to success are you going to choose? And this is because every one of us wants to be successful in the best way possible. And this is the starting point of you to achieve this. So when we are young, our aspirations are very high, but our direction is not known. So we end up looking at others to see which direction to go to. So who we deem successful depends on our surroundings. And in the past, it would be people in our family, grandparents, fathers, uncles, or people in the community. Then TV and mobile came. So with TV and mobile, now you get to see a person's life firsthand, upfront, directly. So this changed now what we thought is success. And what was successful in the past now became tangible items. Tangible means physical things. Examples, we would look at a person's house, we look at the car, the lifestyle, where they live, how they dress. And now we would say these people are successful. Then further, the schools also promote this. When you're in the last few years of school, the teachers would normally start planting the seed in your mind. What do you want to become? Think about your future. Then universities will also come to visit, and they will showcase different career paths. They will basically invite you and try to tell you, this is where we need, what you need to do in life. So the point that I'm trying to make is that our mindset has been programmed to think that success is a certain lifestyle, and it can only be attained through these mainstream professions, becoming a doctor or a lawyer, different kinds of main professions like that. And this was the road that I was on, driving with speed and recklessness, like how some people drive between the robots in residential areas. So, in short, I went to school, thereafter I went to university, and started working. I worked for 7 years in the corporate world. Then, by the will and fizzle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some friends helped me take a step off course from the road I was on. And Allah brought us to this, to the Islahi Majlis of Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahab, Taman Barakato. And after sitting in the Majalis through the weekend, the answer and the reason for our creation became clear. Meaning, the question that everyone should have been asking us from the start was, why have you been created? What is your purpose in life? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers this himself in the Quran Majid. And he says, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This means, I have not created jinn and man except to worship me. So in easy English, this means that I created you to worship me. And worship here means to recognize me, to notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our surroundings, in our day-to-day life. So Allah Ta'ala also tells us in the Quran Majid what the criteria is for success. And it is found in many places of the Quran. For example, wherever you see أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, this means these are the ones who are successful. So the ayat before this phrase give us qualities and actions of the people they would become successful, or they would be deemed successful according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we have to look at all these and gather all the places this is found, then we get a complete picture of what we need to inculcate in ourselves so that we can be of those successful people. So now, after coming to know of all this, then to me it was obvious the road that I was on was not going to lead me to the destination that I should be on. And the destination is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So when a person realizes now they're not going on the road they should be, then you take help of a GPS and you punch in your new destination. So when you do this, normally it gives you options. So one option is the alternative route, which is a long route. It avoids the highway and the toll roads. And you eventually get there. Or you can take the highway. And the highway, obviously, pay more because now you have to go through e-tolls and all the plazas. But it's the fastest route. So for me, the best and the fastest route was to learn more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He wants from us. And all this is found within the Quran Majid and the Hadith Sharif. And they are, so to say, the handbook of life. So in every profession, there is a handbook. For example, in mine, there was a handbook of engineering. Or you also get a handbook of medication. So pharmacists would use that, the handbook of illnesses. And in these handbooks, there's detailed explanation of everything that a person will encounter. For example, the doctor, all the different illnesses can be found there. So if someone has symptoms, he can refer to that, check. And there are also troubleshooting tips. So troubleshooting means, if you encounter a problem, then what's the possible causes and the possible solutions. So a whole list of different things. So Quran Kareem and Hadith Sharif are like this for our life. So for me, you know, if we say that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Akhirat, Day of Qiyamah, then it did not make sense to suffice on only the basics of deen while we are trying to master everything else in life. So I decided to leave and come to study. And may Allah forgive myself, especially, and all of us, for that incorrect understanding where we just suffice on bare minimum when it comes to deen. So don't misunderstand what I'm trying to say. Profession, trades, they are not wrong in any way. And it's not that you'll be gone off track if you were to follow this path. But from personal experience, that professional and working, that's the alternative route. It's the long route to the destination, not the fastest route. And the danger and the risk of taking the long route is, one, there's many obstacles along the way, and two, there's a high possibility of getting lost or even forgetting where you're supposed to be going. And where we are going is Qabr, Akhirat, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is never too late to change our course, and sometimes the smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step in your life.
Allah ta'ala also open up our eyes to the reality of life, the objective of our life, what we have come in this world for. And for that, as Muhammad mentioned, Allah has given us the Quran, the Hadith, the knowledge of Quran and Hadith. This will guide us in life. You see, once there was a person, he was driving on the highway in the morning, peak hour. He was driving in the wrong lane, the opposite lane. So now, people started, first two people they passed by, they managed to evade him. So they phoned the radio station. And they said that, you know what, here on the highway, there's one mad person, crazy person, he's driving in the opposite way. Please send out this traffic alert so that people can be careful. So this person, he was also tuned into the same station and he heard this here. So he phoned back to the station and he said that, you know what, it's not one person, but it's thousands of people that are driving in the wrong way. So in that way, if we also don't get our guidance in life right, we will be in the wrong way and we'll think we're going in the right way. Everybody will be seeing me in the wrong way, but ourselves will be thinking we're in the right way. So for this year, we have to get the knowledge of deen. If we cannot study and go to the madrasa, then sit in the company of the ulama, sit in the company of the mashayikh, and they will guide us and show us what is the right way in life. As Muhammad says, then we'll have to avoid all the pitfalls, all the challenges, potholes, etc. We'll reach the end, but so we need this guidance in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us.